So you have learned programming. What do? At this moment, in mid-20s, your platform of choice should be Electron, a stripped-down web browser. When you build and run a blank Electron project, it just opens a window that shows HTML text on a web page. This is a desktop application, so you only host downloads when you are ready to share it. You don't need application servers or networks, just servers that let people download the installer that they run on their computer. Being based on a browser, this is a cross-platform system that runs on Mac, Windows, and Linux. Because this is a desktop application, it uses the user's own CPU, their storage resources, and any databases that you bundle along with your application. Programmers will always provide stripped-down browsers to serve as application platforms like this one. For one, they need them themselves to build tools, editors, and their own applications. The technologies within a web browser are extremely advanced and powerful. It makes a lot of sense to use them instead of writing some alternative stuff from scratch. The two Electron projects that you should create first are the web browser and an application operating system or visual development environment. The web browser is very simple and will teach you a lot about user interface minimalism and even web security. It can be a browser that removes distractions or a browser that exposes technology behind a web page that opens them up like a flower so that users can interact with the inner components of a web page directly. Such a browser could really help with securing websites, but also with simplifying them and just studying their clockwork. The operating system is all about applications that serve as tools to create more applications. So, when a user has a need, such as control thermostat, extract data from a website, control a radio-controlled drone, they can open up your Electron-based operating system and begin connecting things together to create their program. First, they may make more tools, and then the applications that they actually require. This allows them to rapidly develop applications that they need in the moment and get stuff done quickly. I would recommend that at first, when an application is made in your operating system, to sell it as a standalone program, you just maximize its window in your operating system to hide all the tools and clockwork behind it. And then just ship another Electron project, this time with this application right in front. But you can also do code generation. The tools in your operating system would generate source code that has a life on its own, far and away from your operating system. You could generate HTTP servers and services and deploy large application networks straight from your operating system. Finally, I am a huge fan of code generation, but, you know, we have to ask some important questions about this approach. Why are we generating code for standard code editors when we have a perfectly fine visual programming environment? I will leave you with a somewhat confusing example, but one that is sure to change your view of web applications later on. Today, user interfaces are trees of components. So, a window will contain a menu and some kind of a body that may contain a form that has some input boxes and a submit button. And all the things in this tree will hope to simplify themselves by attaching all their data needs to a preferably rather flat data structure, like an object. Sometimes that means your program has actions that manipulate memory, and when that memory changes, there's an automatic process that also updates the user interface. But if you were to create a data tree to create a user interface, you would just need nested loops to crawl the tree. Unbelievably, there would be no need for a framework beyond something that has a for loop, an if statement, an attach attribute to DOM node function, and some way to instantiate components that probably have multiple named slots within them. This may mean that a window would have a slot named menu items, and then a slot named status bar, along with a default slot that is just its body. This is not at all a framework. In fact, this is little more than an afternoon of programming web components. Because of the data tree, the entire system is just a recursive loop that renders the component that the branch of the tree hints on. And data, or automatic data binding, one of the major features that leading frameworks offer, could not be easier. Because it's not an ordinary tree. It is a signal tree, where every branch property announces its change, including the nodes property that holds all the components in the branch. This is such a large shift, and towards a simple editor that looks very much like Windows Explorer, that you may not wish to go back to the old ways and worry about generating code to make non-visual programmers happy. As to desktop applications versus web applications, well, websites are convenient, but impossibly expensive to run, especially when you're trying to do something brilliant. Plus, and this is a big deal, you have to worry about content moderation and web security. Because out on the public networks, you are constantly under attack. These are legal issues that can get you in a lot of trouble if you don't program correctly or secure your applications or promptly remove unusual content. Desktop applications do not have any of these problems. The user provides the CPU, and what they do is their own business. I want to stress again that there is nothing to hack here. You just sell files through a secure payment gateway. The credit card never touches your servers. You just get a secure transaction ID that can't leak secure details from your payment gateway. Your users are safe. Your internet databases don't exist to leak any data. Your servers never go down. Desktop applications are still the best way to go. And of course, browser-based desktop application frameworks like Electron will only get better and more powerful as the web becomes more profit and less privacy-oriented. You have a beautiful future ahead of you, extremely powerful. And with the aid of AI to instantly answer your questions, it couldn't be more fun.